Hey, what's up, y'all? Serena Vincent back up in here exploring life like always. The Arena of Life with your homie Arena Vincent podcast episode. Let's go and get into it. Like I said, thank you. Well, I'm always going to do it, so I get why people might get mad, but I'll keep it real. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm using my headpiece. And I wanted to try this out. I am multitasking as we're doing this. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say. So you might hear, like, little noises, keys, maybe a radio, walkie-talkie going off here and there. But hopefully it's decent amount so you can hear and it doesn't bother people, you know? But what I wanted to get into, again, like I said, thank y'all for listening. Check out my YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent on YouTube. Arena Vincent, all one word, all capital letters. Check me out on YouTube. Arena Vincent on YouTube. I would appreciate it. I do all sorts of videos, but right now I'm doing like unpackaging videos. I have a lot of packages. I think I am a hoarder. I think I have a problem. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, man. Like, but it's all good. But yeah, man, so you already know today's date, but so at the time of recording, there you go, that's a lot of podcasters, at time of recording, you know, let's say, it is December 11th, 2023, and guess what? As you know, I'm going to keep on, you know, let's get into sports talk, great sports talk, whatever, you know. And as you know, if you do know me personally, shout out to anybody listening. I am Major League Baseball, a free agent of all free agents. Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese phenom, the Japanese two-way player, the two-time American League MVP. Or is it three-time or two-time? I think it's two-time. I think three, no, two. Whatever. Has signed his new contract with the punk-ass LA Dodgers. And like I said, I am a Dodgers fan. I am a Angel fan, Anaheim Angels. That's the home team. I remember as a kid going to the Angel games with my dad. Not a lot, nothing too crazy, but I just remember. So I'm down with the Angels no matter what. I am a San Francisco Giants fan, so you know I can't stand the Dodgers even more than that. Shout out to Barry Bonds. One of the greatest players who ever played a game. Deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. No dirty tests. Never self-admitted to any, you know, steroids or anything like that. All right? Officially, no dirty tests. And then I am a Milwaukee Brewer fan. Shout out to Tim Allen and the Brewers post-game show. I think now it's on The Fan, 107, 102.7, 107.2, whatever. The Fan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just became a fan of their... his show, you know, the passion. It's like talking to a fan, you know, like talking to a motherfucker. Like, you know, so it's just so relatable. So I became a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2015, right, when Craig Counsell, that fucking traitor. My bad, Craig Counsell. Hey, you want to come on the show? It's all good. I was like, but my opinion, the betrayer, Craig Counsell, he became the manager, and as you know, Craig Counsell is now the manager of the Cubs. Milwaukee Brewers rivals, ever since the Brewers went to the National League, a lot of Brewers fans don't like the Cubs, vice versa, I guess, you know? So, as you know, my fandom, I'll keep it real, I'm very level-headed about this. Very level-headed about this. So what I mean by that is, even with Craig Counsell, Craig Counsell, look, man, if the Brewers didn't want to give you the money, or the Brewers wanted to give you the money but not the amount of years, or if the Brewers were going to give you all that but you knew that they couldn't pay or they couldn't bring talent like you wanted, I get it. You're gonna go get your money. You're going to go somewhere where you, if you're bored of the place you're at. The reason why with Craig Counsell, the big thing, I'm not a Wisconsinite. I'm not from Wisconsin. I'm nothing like that. But the way he came up saying that he was talking, because I guess Craig Counsell, dad worked for the Brewers, so he was always around the Brewers. and all that, and Craig Council. He has 2 World Series rings, one with the Diamondbacks, the other one with the Marlins. And he did play for the Brewers as well. So I guess when he came on the scene and became, he started working with the organization, and then he became a manager, I guess he did kind of resonate with a lot of Milwaukee Brewer fans, especially the ones living in Wisconsin. And the way he said it's all about the M, let's represent the Brewers logo and all that. So that really gets to people. Then all of a sudden, you know, even though he had success, 2018, they almost made it to the World Series. They were just 2 outs away, I think, or 3 outs away. But the Dodgers, you know, came back. Jeremy Jeffress didn't have it in them to close that game out. Whatever, man, it happens. And then they made it to a couple of other poor playoffs, got eliminated in the first round, you know? The thing is, I don't know if you got tired of Milwaukee. I don't know if you got tired if you knew the writing was on the wall that they're not going to be able to afford players and all this. I don't know. But he made his choice. So I always say, go make your choice. If you're not happy, you don't want to work there, or you want to go somewhere else where there's more money, or you want to go somewhere else to see where it's greener, make your choice. I ain't mad at you about that. We all do that. I never like to relate jobs. You know, especially professional athletes and shit. That's not a regular job. That's a career, but that's not regular. So stop trying to fucking imitate it or relate it to your job, because it's not. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I think I talked about this in a past podcast, that the reason why it's not relatable, you ain't going to get a fucking sponsorship for being the best plumber. I mean, you might be. You're not going to get a fucking sponsorship for being the best crossing guard or the best security guard, guys. You're not going to get one. You know what I mean? Like, no company's going to pay you. Unless you have something else with it, like you have influence, like you're famous, you know. So that's what I mean. I can elaborate even more, but let me just keep going. So, Craig Council did his thing, he left. So the only thing is, that's to do your thing. But then the other side of me says, fuck that, man. I thank you, I always will be grateful for anything these people, these athletes or coaches have done to help the team or program, whatever I root for, succeed. If they brought a championship, fuck yeah, thank you. I will remember you for that, and I'll be thankful. Thank you for that. But remember, like, you know, as soon as you step on that field, you're the enemy now. You know what I mean? This is just in sports. I mean, hey, if they want to fucking fight, fuck, we can fight on the field. I don't give a fuck. You know? But I ain't gonna make no professional athlete. I'm not a professional athlete, you know? So you just got to be smart about it, you know what I mean? You don't want to fight like where all the cameras at, because then you get caught up. Maybe you wait till afterwards, man. Maybe you catch them in the tunnel with no cameras and start going off. But you got to remember, man, as soon as you get a fight, there's always a motherfucker going to stop the fight. Just like in NBA, man, there's always motherfucking, these fools are fighting, and then the coaches start grabbing everybody. Other players start grabbing. It's like, man, I get it. You don't want these motherfuckers to kill each other. Like, truly beat the shit out of each other for a bloody pulp. But just let them get down, and that's it. You know, stop with this fucking, stop holding people, because you hold one guy, and then the other guy's not held, and he slaps him or hits him. He looks like the fucking fool who's the boss now, and the fool who wasn't afraid is the bitch now. It's all mixed up, you know. So, anyway, so fuck that. You want to be on the Cubs now? Fuck you. If you want to boo him, boo him. He's a fucking traitor. But like I said, I will say thank you. It's like saying, with all due respect, I will. I'm not going to be no ungrateful motherfucker and say, like, oh, you know, this fool ain't shit. He was shit. He helped lead the Brewers to multiple playoff appearances. He helped lead, you know, he helped make the Brewers a little bit more relevant by winning and not being a laughing stock of the league or whatever. So, fuck it. Yeah, he gets what he gets. But at the end of the day, now, we're going to go what you're doing now. Not what you did for me lately, what you did now. You know, and that's what you are. You're the trade now. So the fans, boom, boom, fuck them. And then people are going to be like, oh, come on, guys. Don't boo him. That's so unsportsmanlike. Or that's so being a poor sport. Fuck that guy. He's the fucking enemy now. Why am I going to cheer if he beats my team? You know? I get it, though, because that's happened to me. I'm conflicted. Because that happened to me. Like I said, I'm an Angel fan and a Giants fan. 2002 World Series. It was bittersweet. But like I said, I'll keep it real. I was still young, so I was into baseball. I liked baseball and shit, but I wasn't as into it as I am now. Like, knowing about everything and, like, more stuff and like that. So, but it was bittersweet. I always said, I love Barry Bonds. I think he's the greatest, one of the greatest ever to play the game. And I wanted him to get a ring. I wanted them to win. I did. I still remember Dusty Baker, happy, smiling, taking, I think it was Russell Ortiz. Who the fuck did they say? Levan Hernandez out. taking him out, and then the shitstorm happened. You know, Scott Spezio and all that, and the fucking end of it all, fucking Kenny Lofton popping out, and Darren Erstad catching the fucking ball, and that was that. You know, bittersweet, but I'm glad the Anaheim Angels won that title to keep us relevant, to keep us out of that never winning the title. And it's a beautiful thing. But to me, it was bittersweet because that was Anaheim's first title, but it was against my Barry Bonds, it was against my Giants, man. And then, you know, so that was that. So I get that. I get the conflict in this. But to me, like, man, Craig Council, thank you. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, you want to fucking go with the Cubs? I ain't going to be rooting for you. I ain't going to be rooting, oh, you made a great move. And now my Brewers are fucking just being eliminated from the fucking championship series because you were better. No, fuck that. You know? So people have their reasons for going and going. Same with Shohei Ohtani, man. And the way he made his contract, more details for his contract came out. I don't know what the Angels are offering. As of right now, it's what? Like 9:45 p.m. December 11th, 2023. I don't know what the Angels offered. That details haven't came out. But the Angels fucking cheaped out of Artie Moreno, that little bitch. No offense, bro. I mean, I shouldn't say this because I don't know him. I don't know him personally. I just know he's a staunch conservative. He had no problem, you know, having a fundraiser for Donald bitch-ass Trump. I ain't no Trump lover, dog, so if you get offended, sorry. That's just the way I feel about it. Just like y'all feel about the Democratic president or whatever president. That's cool. We all have our opinion. You know what I mean? But I ain't no Trump lover. People who do like that motherfucker are borderline in love with him. Like, they can't do nothing wrong, you know? Whatever. This motherfucker threw a fundraiser for this motherfucker. I'm not saying he's spending millions and millions. I don't know. But he's willing to do that because it helps him politically. And at the end of the day, it will help him financially because most likely he's a conservative. Artie Moreno is a fucking conservative, and he's proud to be one. So he don't want, of course he wants less taxes on his ass. You know what I mean? And wants everything built, everything paid for by him. And this is the same motherfucker that corrupted a mayor who got elected, and then that mayor had to step down the city of Anaheim. You know? So don't act like he's supposed to stand up guy. So Artie Moreno and ownership didn't want to pay, wanted to be a bitch and say, oh, I don't think it's worth it. You fuck you, man. You failed us again as a fucking owner first with that disrespect of that marketing bullshit, changing it to Los Angeles Angels, making us the fucking laughing stock of the world. And I get it. You put that name there. I know I talked about it before, so I don't want to be a broken record, but it's going to be. You put that name there because at that time, the Angels were coming off World Series championship. They had a title contending team, and they were doing better than the bitch-ass Dodgers. Sorry, Dodger fans. What do you think? How you got your farm system? Maybe through trading and stuff like that, but you guys were fucking horrible. You guys suck. You know what I mean? So don't act like you did it. Raul Mondesi, Adrian Boucher was on your team. You know what I mean? And then when that guy who owned the Dodgers couldn't pay his fucking players and shit. Remember that? Exactly. Coming out here with this bullshit. You know? And he changed the name. Let's be Los Angeles. I want to take over their territory. You know what I mean? So that was disrespectful to the true fans. And I get it. You want to expand making money move. And then he made us a laughing stock. Even people bumfucked somewhere else in the middle of Midwest. Sorry, Midwest. You know what I mean? You know, some motherfucker who doesn't even know. Well, they're not in L.A. They're in Anaheim. That's where Disneyland's at. That's not L.A. And then you got motherfuckers thinking Disneyland is in L.A. We're not in L.A., motherfucker. We're like 25 miles away from L.A. or 20 miles away at least. Or 15. L.A. County, that is. You know? So that was disrespectful. Then I guess he did the whole beer, making beer cheaper. Yay! And then the shit that people talk about that this motherfucking owner has done. Again, the shady shit, like I said. He almost got the city council of Anaheim, he technically did, but then all that corruption came through and then they canceled it. This motherfucker became partners in this entity, this group that was sold all that territory belongs to the city of Anaheim, the stadium where it's at, the stadium itself. They got sold real cheaper price to a good deal for this private company, bought all that land, and of course promised to construct, you know, affordable housing and a park and shit, you know, for the public to use. It was part of the deal. For real cheap. And then guess what, motherfucker? All that corruption came through and now that deal's done. Deceased. It doesn't exist. Crooked-ass business, motherfuckers, man. And so if this cocksucker didn't want to do it, and I get his money, profit. Remember, he bought the Angels. He made money. His organization is worth like $3 billion, $2 billion. Now it's probably worth less because Ohtani's leaving. So, you know, his time to sell was last year when he wanted to. And he couldn't do it. And look at the way they deferred the money. The contract details came out. Ohtani is getting paid $2 million all the way up to the year 2034. And then $68 million to the rest. So that until he gets paid out his $700 million. So he will be most likely retired. Still getting paid like a Bobby Bonilla, like King Griffey Jr. They're still getting paid, you know? And that's cool. I'm going to take some shit deferred so I know I'm secure. Every year I get my money, whatever I live in at, it's going to get taxed, whatever the fuck. You good. So that's going to be insulting too. Whatever deal came out, because we're waiting for that too. I think Angel fans are waiting for that to come out. But if the deal came out just almost the same, or like 25 mil less, or even 50 million less, I get that's 50 million. Ain't nothing to laugh at. Then Ohtani, man, I get it. You wanted to go somewhere that's winning. That's quote-unquote making it to the playoffs, because we never made it to the playoffs. So that's the Angels fucking fuck up, man. But we're still down as Angel fans. So that's why I say, fuck you. Thank you, but fuck you now, man. You on the other side. Especially you on the motherfuckers that went to the, you on the fucking other county now, bro. Disappointing that he chose. I thought he wanted to stay, and I get it. He wants to win a championship then. And he didn't mind that he didn't pay so much money either. Shit, you know, why would it? You know, why would you stop if you could get paid and win a title, maybe? Fuck it, you know? So, he did what he did. Am I going to burn a jersey? No, I won't burn my jersey. I mean, he did do the ultimate betrayal, man. That's going to the rival. But he was a free agent, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants. I don't know. It's not like he demanded a trade. You know, I say, oh, I want to trade me only to the Dodgers. You know, then that's fuck. That's some bullshit. So, now what the Angels need to do, and then you got all these fucking cocksuckers on fucking like national radio. Like this one guy. It's just a figure of speech. But like I said, this motherfucker, he's on the Mike Green show or whatever. Green in the morning, whatever, ESPN radio. This motherfucker says, oh, it's a travesty. I can't say word for word. I just remember when he said it pissed me off that Ohtani and Trout are stuck in Anaheim. That, you know, it's like, man, shut the fuck up with that shit. And man, it ain't my fucking fault. You live on the fucking East Coast and you guys can't stay up late enough to even watch the game. It ain't my fault that you guys don't want to promote the motherfuckers because they're not on a big market team, quote unquote. You know, man, that shit is annoying. You know, bullshit. And then you got some other motherfucker, Tyler, thinking that, oh, the Angels need to fucking, blow up the whole team, need to trade Trout too. Need to just tear it all down again so that he sucks some more. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. You know, I mean, Trout, a lot of people say he's loyal because he signed his long-term deal. His deal basically making him an Angel for life or for 12 years, whatever. He did it because he wanted to be down with the Angels forever. He could have went to New York, could have went to Philadelphia, he could have went to, you know, to the Mets or whatever, because he's from that New Jersey, Pennsylvania, whatever the fuck he's from area. But he stayed. You know? And it could have been other influences. Maybe his wife said, hey, I like California weather, but I love the East Coast too. So we can go back and forth. Why do I want to live on the East Coast all the time? You know, or whatever. Who knows? So that's my opinion, man. Like, it's hard for me because I love sport. But I also, my bad, I was fucking ice machine making all this goddamn noise, scaring the shit out of me. I love sports, but I also know that it's not like fucking hardcore, bro. It's not like my fucking life, you know? Like, there's no sports, so I'm gonna fucking die type shit. So that's why sometimes it's hard for me to get worked up about it because at the end of the motherfucking day, you know, when the shit really does hit the fan, unless this guy is like my neighbor or I know them or I work for them personally or something, I don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about them, to a point. As a human being, like, you know, hey, I like this guy because he's a good actor. He's a good star. And he's on my team. Fuck yeah. You know? But at the end of the day, you know, he's going to do his own thing. But, you know, I still love, I still like sports. I still have a deep love for it. So I'll watch out. So if I have sports, I'll throw it on and leave it on. I don't give a fuck. Man, sometimes I'll be watching old ass shit, like, because I don't have cable. So shout out to Pluto. Hey, Pluto, you want to sponsor? Pluto, Pluto TV. You want to sponsor? Cash App is right there. My Cash App is, you mean my Cash App is Serena Vincent? Now, but Pluto TV is an app. It's an app that's a streaming app. Free. It's free. It does have commercials. So if you're watching, and then it does have TV shows on it that you can watch, like a Netflix style where everything is there for you to watch. You can stop whenever, fast forward, whatever. And then commercials do come on while you're watching. So it has commercial breaks, you know? And then it does have live TV too. So it's like streaming, but it's live TV. It's not live TV. It's like live TV, but it has commercials. So what the fuck am I saying? It's live TV. So basically, it will have like current like news programs. They'll have all like a lot of the big news. Not like Fox News shit, but like, you know, like your local news, whatever. I'll have those, and then get those commercials. And then I'll have movie channels. It'll have like cartoons. It'll have sports. And then I'll have commercials. So like sometimes I'll play like the best games of Major League Baseball, or even have like wrestling channels just play Impact. That's all it plays. That's all it's streaming, man. Impact Wrestling all the time. Old TNA wrestling, which is cool too. I ain't tripping. No, I don't care, man. I leave that shit on, you know. Let it stream. Let it off. So Pluto TV is pretty cool. It is free. Check it out. You know, you might like it, or you might see some shit. It has a Yu-Gi-Oh TV channel. It has like, you know. So it's entertaining, but sometimes the problem with that, I don't know, because my internet. Sometimes it gets choppy sometimes, but yeah, man. So I'll watch old shit because I like sports. Sports is cool, you know. And then even if it was a new sport like that pickleball shit, I don't know how to play it. I don't know how to do it. I tried looking it up, but I was like, man, it's just kind of stupid, or I just wasn't into it. So that, you know what, man? You know, this is segment number one, man. Segment number one is done. We're done with segment number one. Not done with it, but it's like I said, because I'm going to call it, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing, and you know, take care of what I got to work, got more shit to do. So, but yeah, man, Shohei Ohtani, man, do your thing. Now I'm kind of happy he didn't break the Angels franchise record for home runs. But hey, if he continues to do what he does, more power to you, man, but fuck you, because you ain't on my side, and you're on the punk-ass Dodgers, so you damn right, I'll be rooting against you and your whole punk-ass Dodger Blue crew all day, every day. The only times I pick them, sometimes I'll do playoff picks, and I might pick the Dodgers to win because the team that they're playing against, I may not like or have a more dislike for them. You know what I mean? So I did, but now, because I live over here, and I live in Orange County, California, again. Anaheim, California, right by where I live at. So I bring this up because now you got all the fucking LA fucking state, especially the home of the Dodgers radio sports station. Oh, Ohtani is coming to the real LA. Or Ohtani goes to Hollywood. Welcome, Shohei. Show me the money, Ohtani. You know, all this bullshit that you're talking shit. Like, man, shut the fuck up, all right? Get it, though. It's like they're just talking all that shit that they finally got Ohtani. And the Dodgers were right. And I, you know what? Shout out to a coworker of mine. This motherfucker, a Dodger fan. I used to work with him when I used to do overnight loss prevention work. There you go. And his motherfucker was a Dodger fan. And I remember he telling me, man, Ohtani's coming to the Dodgers. You watch. Ohtani's coming. I was like, nah, man, he ain't coming to the Dodgers. He's staying Angel. He's staying Angel. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, blah, 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 back and forth, back and forth. And then now I see this motherfucker was right. This motherfucker can talk shit. Like, he knows how to talk. Like, he can talk shit if you want. But I did notice, like, you know, he's a Charger fan, too. So I did notice, though, once the Chargers were sucking and shit, he didn't say nothing no more. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. But it's going to be annoying, but he left. That's all he can do, you know? But we want to get the final details. I think as Angel fans, we want to know what was offered to him. So this can break Artie Moreno, or this could make him look not bad, but just make him be like, okay, he tried, or they tried, whatever. So we're waiting for those details to come out. If you lowball this motherfucker, like I said, I'll give you, because $600 million, that's $100 million less. And I don't know if that's lowball, you know? So I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But the only thing too, as Angel fans, some will be mad saying, because we were with Ohtani when he wasn't consistent. We still backed him. And again, there was a lot of fucking Angel fans that didn't care if Ohtani stayed or go because they didn't like the way Ohtani was fucking up the bullpen, fucking up the starting rotation, saying, oh, I'm going to start today, or this 2 weeks from now, I can't start this day, have someone else start. You know, it wasn't consistent sometimes. I remember somebody on this Angel podcast, shout out Halos in the infield, I forget the guy's name, he said he didn't like that. So Ohtani can leave if he wants, fine, you know. So I get that. So there's some people who didn't like some of the things he did. I remember when Ohtani wasn't consistent. I remember when Ohtani had a good year and he had a bad year. And then I remember when Ohtani got hurt, you know, fucking shoulder or whatever, Tommy John or something. But I still stuck by him. And now this motherfucker left and went to the other side. I get it. It's right there. He lives in Newport Beach like all the other white fucking athletes live. You know what I mean? All the rich people live in Newport Beach, dog. Newport Beach or some in Anaheim Hills. Anaheim Hills, maybe Corona Hills, whatever. If they want to go to the inland, I mean the Riverside and shit. But, you know, whatever. It's all good. But guess where these motherfuckers live? Well, fucking Turtle Ridge, Pacific Ridge, and I forget what the other one is. All that bullshit. Where the golf course is up there in Newport Beach. Whatever. We want to live up there and do your thing, you know? But that's where they all live at, you know? I think even Jim Rohn lives out there. I think he still lives out there. I don't know if he lives out there. Jim Rohn, the radio guy. So, but fuck it. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I know it could be crazy and the motion start yelling. I was pissed. I was pissed off, you know, because he went to the Dodgers and I was waiting and I didn't really get nothing major, like no major notices. And I think I fell asleep. I don't know what the fuck happened. I woke up or I remember looking. I was like, what the fuck? The Dodgers. So, it is what it is. And then Craig Council going to the fucking Brewers. Right? A lot of people thought he was going to go to the Mets or go somewhere else. So, again, even with that, Milwaukee Brewer talk, if the owner of the Brewers didn't want to give him the money, I'm like, come on, bro. That motherfucker at least deserved it because he got y'all motherfuckers to the playoffs all the time. You know? You can't be doing that to that motherfucker. Just give him a 3-year extension or a fucking 4-year extension. Just as much, you know? But, so I don't know what happened, man. There's always these details that are not there. But supposedly the Brewers are going to pay him as much. See, the details came out, I think. Don't quote me on this. I thought I read it somewhere, so don't quote me. This is what I'm going off of what I thought. I think the details did come out that the Milwaukee Brewers were offering Craig Council whatever he wanted. Like, they were going to give him max amount, like, not max amount, but give him a lot of money. And I think they couldn't agree on the years or they agreed on both, years and money. Like, they said, yeah, whatever you want. And this motherfucker still wants to Chicago. So I think that's why a lot of hardcore Brewer fans and casual Brewer fans too are still upset with that motherfucker because he left, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, but I go back to this. Very level-headed about it, but I could be crazy fan about it too. But always look at it this way. On the field, you know, it's not war, it's not crazy shit like that, you know? Once you're on that field, you the fucking enemy, so fuck you. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't want you to die, but if you get hurt, you get hurt. I don't want you to get hurt. I'm not saying, fuck, I hope this guy breaks his leg off. No. But if he does, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. You know, I feel bad for you, dog. I hope you, you know, but that's it. This is our time. This is, we got to go, you know? So, but that's that, man. But yeah, this is the end of segment one, man. I always do that, man. Producer talk. Hang on, man. Keep going. We'll keep going. Might get into more sports talk. I might talk about that whole Florida State getting screwed, even though that's old news kind of now. But I never really gave my opinion on the podcast, you know what I mean? So stay tuned.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Arena Vincent back, segment number two. Time of recording segment number two. Happy motherfucking New Year, y'all. Happy motherfucking New Year. It is 2024. As you know, segment number one was recorded, I think, before Christmas. And I do hey, look, man. It's Arena of Life with Arena Vincent. The podcast, I was thinking, should I just get rid of that first segment and just start anew? And I was like, no, I'm going to try to be as real as possible with the audience and with you guys, girls, whoever out there listening. You know what I mean? This is the Arena of Life podcast with Arena Vincent. I am Arena Vincent on YouTube, all that shit. You know what I mean? Like in segment number one, like I say, like I start all the segments kind of, or when I start the whole episode. So when I come to you today, again, it's the fourth already? No, it is January 5th, 2024. Segment number two is beginning to record. As you know, segment number one, Ohtani, Craig Counsell, because again, my fandom, for Major League Baseball, my fandom is I like the Milwaukee Brewers. I was a Brewers fan since 2015. I decided after listening to AM WSSP 1250, right? Yeah, in West Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I found that radio station because I was I'm a Packer fan, so they talk about Packers. So I was like, hell yeah, I like this. And then eventually when Packer offseason came and all that, I still listened to the station because they talk about the Packers, you know. And then I would listen to the postgame show, the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm not a Bucks fan per se, but I'll listen to the postgame shows and all that because why not? You know what I mean? I want a different perspective of how people feel about their team. And then I found the Milwaukee Brewers. They had a postgame show as well there. And a guy named Tim Allen, not the Tool Man, not Tim the Tool Man Taylor, motherfucker. A guy named Tim Allen, he was the guy who hosted the postgame show after every game. And I slowly listened. Him and a guy named Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, they're the ones that I originally listened to. And then Steve left. And then a guy named Billy Schmidt, but they call him Baby Tausch because I guess he looked like that football player, Bill Tauscher or some shit like that. I forgot the motherfucking name. Whatever. He took over too as co-host and all that. And then sometimes when Tim Allen wasn't there, the people host, but I'd still be a fan. I became a fan of the Brewers, man, because of Tim Allen. And what I mean by that is because he, the way he would talk about the team, like, you know, he's a motherfucking fan. And like, it's not like you live and die in every pitch and every game and fucking pissed you off that they lost or you got excited when they won. This motherfucker like exuded that shit, like fandom. So like, it really relatable to me. For me, talking about a team that you like, you know what I mean? So that's why I became a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers. And I do have three teams that I root for: the Brewers, the San Francisco Giants, because of Barry Bonds, baby. That's right. One of the greatest baseball players ever to play the game. And I'm sorry if I'm going through this again. If you know me, there's always new listeners, they say. I hope, fingers crossed, you know. And Barry Bonds and the Giants, I stayed a Giants fan. And no matter what, win or lose. And you know, 2002 was heartbreaking. It was bittersweet because I am a Anaheim Angels fan as well. So, you know what I mean? I so badly wanted the fucking Barry Bonds to get his ring, man. I so badly did, but it didn't happen. The magical comeback. Some people say it was a Barry Bonds curse. And that motherfucking Anaheim Angels won. It's a fucking home team won. Anaheim, not fucking LA. Stupid Artie Moreno, sorry. I get the business decision, but you disrespect the people. But whatever, that's just the way I look at it. But so those are the three teams I root for. And that's why I became a Brewers fan, because Tim Allen, his post-game show, and he very, like, you can call, and it wasn't like, they wouldn't talk down, you know what I mean? They wouldn't be like, if you don't know what you're talking about, they didn't like, oh, you're an idiot. Like, you know, it was very cool, very inclusive, if you're down with the Brewers, that's all that matters. And even if you disagree, you'd always say, if you don't agree with what I got to say, that's fine, tell me. And that's why I thought it was cool, and I liked it. So that's why I kept calling. And that's when I called, and I was like, you know what, let me become an official fan. So 2015, I declared my fandom for the Brewers, and that was right after Ron Renicki got fired, and then they brought on Craig Counsell. And then that's why I say it's kind of hurtful and disrespectful. But again, you fulfill your contract, I ain't mad at you. Like, that's why it's very, for me, it's hard to be like very, oh, you fuck that guy, he fucking left, he betrayed us. To a point he did, I feel that way a little bit. Because of the shit he said. Again, going back to segment number one about Craig Council saying, you know, his whole, you know, his dad, I guess, worked for the organization. And then Craig Council later played for the organization. Then he was in the fucking front office as like a helper or executive or some bullshit. And then he got the chance to match. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, this motherfucker goes ups and leaves to the bitch-ass Cubs, who are rivals with the Brewers, because as soon as the Brewers came to the National League, that's when, I guess, the rivalry slowly started. It's a Chicago. It's like an Illinois-Wisconsin thing, I guess, whatever. You know? So I found it disrespectful, bro. You don't be saying all this shit, then you change your mind. Yeah, you can change, but then that's how it goes. Get your money, man. Or, but some say the Brewers would have matched the deal. Or whatever. But maybe Craig Council already saw the writing on the wall and said, you know what, I don't want to fucking come back here if there's no money. It's no, like, I need players, you know? Or whatever. So I get it. Whatever works. So that's why I say, you know, the season of betrayal. And then Shohei Ohtani, again, he fulfilled his contract. He said he always wanted to be on a winner. And, at that time, you know, Mike Trout, one of the greatest players of our generation, or the younger generations, baseball player, you know. He probably hopped them. Decision, but the Angels couldn't make it to the playoffs, not even once. But I'm going to say, Ohtani wasn't healthy every year. You got to remember that. Ohtani was not healthy every year. And I'm not saying you got to pin it on one guy. You know, Mike Trout wasn't healthy all those years either. So and then the COVID season, I think, happened. And that shit didn't really help. Only 60 games, you know. And still, the Angels couldn't do shit. You know, so I get it. This motherfucker wants to go to the punk-ass Dodgers. Because the Dodgers, they be fucking, you know, championship caliber. They only won the 2020 World Series again. Like, my feelings about it is the 2020 World Series still counts. I don't give a fuck what people say. Oh, it's 60-game season. That's the Mickey Mouse trophy. That's the COVID fucking trophy. That doesn't mean anything. I go like this, bro. I get everybody's decision to downgrade that trophy or downgrade that championship run. I just look at it like this. And that's because I even want talked about it. I even talked about it. Sorry, I got allergies or something. I didn't take no goddamn allergy pill. Damn it. Yeah, I got runny nose right now. Fuck. Oh, shit. It won't crash. Damn bad, man. Talked about it, but everybody got to play 60 games, bro. Everybody except a couple. I think maybe two teams that didn't, because it didn't matter, because they both finished, like, last, or they sucked, or they some shit like that. Everybody got to play 60 games. So it's not like the Dodgers had an unfair advantage. You know what I mean? Everybody played fucking 60 games, did their thing. And I think the fucking playoffs was even extended, like, widened. They even let one extra team in for each league or some bullshit. You know? So, whatever, man. Still a trophy. But I did say, but since it wasn't a full 162, they didn't run into fucking injuries. They didn't run into motherfuckers getting hurt. They didn't run into, you know, yeah, they didn't run into any of that shit. You know what I mean? So, of course, they, you know, came out on top. I would hope. Because they didn't need to run into that. The 162 games, there will be injuries. You know, like, you know, people will be exhausted or you know, not wasted, but, you know, people are going to get tired. Like, the wear and tear of a long season. They didn't get into that. No, none of the teams did, to a point. You know what I mean? Even Anthony Rendon, the motherfucker always gets hurt. He played like 60, 50 some games that season. You know? He didn't get hurt. Or, you know. So, that's why I get why people make you nervous, but that's the way I see it. And it pisses me off, because if your team would have won it, like a fan of another team that would have won it, I don't think you would like them saying, oh, that shit don't mean anything. You know? That's the shit. That's why I try to see both sides. I'm not like fucking totally, oh, I'm just fucking, I see Angels all day. I see Giants the Giants way. Or fucking Brew Crew all day, man. You know what I mean? I don't look after the goggles. Or like they say, fucking drink the Kool-Aid and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. That's the way I see it. But I also do know is that he wanted to go to a winner because the Dodgers, you know, dominating, good big payroll. They can pay the big and pay the players. Remember, the Dodgers used to suck, guys. I don't think everybody remembered that because it's so far back. Dodgers used to suck. Remember when that Adrian Beltre, Chan Ho Park and shit. Even back then, with Hideki Nomo you know what I mean? This shit cracked me up, man. Dodgers used to suck. And what I mean by when I say they used to suck is these motherfuckers. Man, remember when that that one owner who was getting a divorce? I think he was like an author or something. I don't know what the fuck. And he couldn't pay payroll almost, you know? When that back, you know. And all that shit happened even before that. So it cracks me up. So when you kind of suck, you get good draft picks, decent draft picks, you know. And baseball draft is different, man. It's not like, oh, this is the number one guy. Yeah, I'm gonna get him, and then you gonna bring him up that same year. No, these motherfuckers spend their time in the minor leagues for a little bit, for at least a year or two. Unless they're that great. But then remember, there's three different stages in the minor leagues, man. So it's not like the same. It's not like the NBA, and it's not like the NFL. So you know, they got their draft. I'm not saying, oh, they bought talent. It's cool. Motherfucker, we driving with a motherfucking speed bump. It's like they're gonna destroy his car if he goes too fast and shit. But damn, fuck, bro. This is a goddamn speed bump. Sorry, man. Sometimes it gets annoying. But anyway, so, you know, it didn't all buy the team. They got some good draft picks and all that. And, you know, fucking the guy they got. Didn't they get the guy from the Rays, right? No, or some shit like that. And the sad part, the only thing I don't like is the Giants picked up Farhan Zaidi. And that fool, he's a general manager or whatever. And he does all right, man. I don't know, man. Like I said, it's all whatever. And the Dodgers doing their thing. So that's why Shohei Ohtani went there, because he wants to go to the fucking playoffs. So he can prove that he can perform in the playoffs. He's already proved that he can perform the fucking World Baseball Classic. You know what I mean? He won a medal for his motherfucking country in the World Baseball Classic. So he's good. So now he wants to dominate and at least get to the goddamn playoffs to show what he's going to do. So good luck to you, motherfucker. But when you play against my Angels or my Giants or my Brewers, fuck them. Fuck them. But anyway, man, I made it to work. We'll continue on. I just wanted to talk about that, you know, reiterate my thoughts on it. Like I said, I see both sides sometimes, and that's the hard part. When you do see both sides, they're very understanding. It's so hard to get all crazy and worked up, but we'll see what happens. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Arena Vincent back up in here. Segment number 3. Even though segment 2 was kind of like a review of segment 1, I know, combining it all, you know, it is what it is. But segment number 3, we're going to get some football. Like I said, I'm always behind, and that's just the way I'm going to be. You know what I mean? Of course, if I got to be on time or be, you know, ahead of the game, I'll do that the best I can. But I do notice that, like, especially in the social media game and in the news, you know, since, you know, I'm going to sound like a typical old person. Since there's a 24-hour news cycle all the time, man, it's always about who's first and never checking fact. You know what I mean? Look, bro, I'll keep it real. I understand. Hey, if you got some information and you are allowed to, you know, spew this information out and you know it's real, it's not fake, it's not misleading, it's just the facts, more power to you if you're going to let it out or not. You know what I mean? That's the thing. But the problem with what I think, well, I mean, like older people, whoever says shit like this, the problem is when motherfuckers are racing to the fucking keyboards or racing to the newsroom and trying to get out like a story or a made-up story is if the shit, the fact that it has made-up shit in it. You know what I mean? Or opinion. And that's the problem, I think, with a lot of people sometimes is, you know, the consumer doesn't know how to differentiate, because the content creator or the person who releases information knows how to manipulate the truth to a point. You know what I mean? Or manipulate what they're saying so it kind of sounds like fact, when we know it's just their motherfucking opinion mixed with facts. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that mixed with facts is they'll use, like, the facts, like, real hard, like, 100% that's true, no one's going to argue it's not, you know, type shit, but then they'll use it to back up their opinion. You know what I mean? And so that's what when a lot of people started saying, oh, no, you know what's funny to me, too? The trust in the media, how remember back in the day, oh, people said the media is run by, you know, elitists. The media is run by the Illuminati. The media is run by the rich. The media is run by the government. And all that crazy shit, right? And you remember a lot of those motherfuckers were called, what, communists. They were called crazy socialists. They were called un-American or, you know, anti-establishment type motherfuckers. And now it's the flip side. Now these so-called, quote-unquote, Americans or true patriots. I mean, I'm not saying they've barely been saying it. I know there's been very alternative conservative rightist groups all over America and all over the world. You know what I mean? That have always said, hey, you know, the motherfucking government. It's just run by homosexuals and want to take our, you know, all the crazy fucking shit that white racists and white nationalists and Americans in general. It don't have to be white no more because America is so mixed that there's people who are conservatively extreme or believe in extreme ideologies. You know what I'm kind of the word I'm trying to say. Ideologies. That they can be anybody, you know, that are conservative and they lean towards the right, you know. And I know there's groups that's always said that, but now these motherfucking groups are coming, like these, even this normal, quote unquote, or a stable, there you go, stable white Americans, or just Americans in general, if you want to put no race to it, you know. Okay, saying that, oh, you know, CNN, oh, you know, ABC, and oh, NBC, and oh, CBS, and oh, and then, oh, I love Fox News and Newsmax, because they support, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, these motherfucking places got a niche on you, motherfucker, and they that niche is they know you don't trust the news, so you're going to come trust them, because they're saying a lot of shit that you guys love and believe. You know what I mean? That's just my take on it. So that's just my opinion about some of that shit. I'm saying both sides are dumb. I'm not saying this white America, white nationalists or Americans in general are dumb. We all, both sides, have dumb people on it. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying it just cracks me up now that side is complaining about the media and shit. That means it's valid now. You know what I mean? Well, it's always been that way, man. And like I said, I'm not a media outlet. I don't know how it is to run that shit. I don't know the legalities of everything. I just know most supposedly if you are reporting something, you got to say allegedly. If you do say, you know, somebody famous, anybody, even if they're not famous, you know their first last name and you give a person, you know, say John Doe, but there's somebody really named John Doe. John Doe who lives in Anaheim, you know, now... I think that John Doe, if it's totally false, is a rapist, and now that comes out false, they can sue you for what was that, being liable or no, defamation, all that shit. So I get it. So that's why you're always supposed to say allegedly, or the alleged charges, or if they are charged in a court of law with the charges, you can put the charges out there. You know what I mean? But running all that media shit, I get it, man. It can be hard because then you never know. You can get motherfuckers coming around telling you, hey, man, just don't run this story, man. It's going to make us look bad. It's going to make... Or I like what politicians, motherfuckers. Politicians and the police force, man. That shit cracks me up even more. Or anybody who has power. Oh, man, hey, please don't run this story. It's going to make us look bad. And the morale of, you know, the people, the general public... belief in us is going to go totally down and can be a danger to the community. Shut the fuck up. Ain't going to be no danger to no community. You mean you motherfuckers are going to look bad and you asses don't want the truth to come out because you want to spin your truth. You know what I mean? You want to say like, hey man, let's let it be, you know, whatever.
all that shit, you know what I mean? So that's why me running the media outlets and stuff like that, man, do your thing, you know what I mean? And I think that's what people kind of, some people who are in established media didn't like all this blowing up, the TikToks, the fucking Instagrams, the Snapchats, the fucking YouTubes, and then just building your own website, you know what I mean? They didn't like this because now they can't control everything. Not control everything. I don't sound like one of those, oh, the media controls everything. Not, you know what I mean? They can't control what they want to control, what they want to put out. You know? News. What is it? News. Noteworthy events, weather and sports. News. Or whatever. That's what the fucking acronym of it, whatever, right? That's why I always put sports last. That's the last segment, you know? For the most part. So, you know, it cracks me up, man, that I realize why you talking about this, because like I said, we're in the arena of life, baby. We're going to go all over. Different arenas of life exist. That's why I call it the arena of life with Arena Vincent. You know what I mean? Because that's the way life is. Like I said, life is an arena, you know? You're the winner or the losers. And sadly, that's the way it's always going to be. I mean, sometimes both parties can come out neutral or both parties can come out equal, like if it's a tie, but then, you know, whatever. But there's always going to be winners and losers to a point, you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, for instance, in life, say you apply for a job, right? You had an interview, and then you this other guy interviewed for the job. Guess what? They picked you, you the winner. You won that job correctly, right? There you go. That guy, you don't want to be harsh and say he's a loser, but he lost that job because the interview process, they liked you, or, you know what I mean? And it's funny that, you know, being in a hiring process, I never did, I've been in one officially. Like, I never can say, oh, yes, I have experience, or, you know, filtering out people and doing interviews with people. No, I've interviewed, you know, coaches, but that's different interview. That's like just asking questions after the game. I've interviewed people, like fans, about, like, what they did, you know, real quick. So I have some interview experience. You know what I mean? That shit cracks me up. But, you know, I never did full-blown sit-down fucking 20, 60 minutes type interview type shit. No, I never done that. You know what I mean? Or, like, a full-blown, like, you're on the committee or whatever, a little committee of talking to this person about this position. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, these questions, I get why they ask. But it's just, like, to me, you got to break it down like this. You go into the in a job interview, you know, or if you're on Zoom, you Zoom into the interview, you look presentable, there's no crazy shit going on in the background, there's no questionable weird shit hanging on the wall, or, you know what I mean, you're good. Your environment is, you know, a professional environment or a quiet environment, whatever the fuck, you know, you're wearing, you know, decent clothes or a decent shirt, and you're you know, you're clean shaven or you're well-groomed, you know, whatever the position calls for. And then you talk, and that's how they find out. They want to see how you communicate. If you can communicate correctly, or if you don't, if you use slang, if you're using proper words in that man at that time of talking, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you like for instance, man, like they always say, they got the professional voice and they got the hood voice or whatever, you know, they say, you know what I mean? And people have that, or they got their at home voice and then they got their at work voice, whatever works, or customer service voice, my bad. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, understand you. And then of course, ask you questions. Past experiences or why you want the job. And a lot of these people, when they ask why you want the job, because you guys are hiring and I'm looking for a place where I can grow, or a place where it's a different adventure, whatever reason you're applying there, you know what I mean? Real typical type, just want to analyze what you're saying and you can effectively communicate. That's just my opinions of why they ask you these things. And if you understand the job, you know what I mean, to a point, you know, because we can always train you, but do you understand what you're getting into? Like, do you understand that this is going to get, you know, you might have to pick up poop, you might have to pick up pee, you might, you know, deal with homeless motherfuckers, you might have to engage with homeless people, might grab you or something, that's like, you know, dangerous, but that's there, you know what I mean, can you handle that, you know, can you, all that crazy shit, yeah, so, and how do you handle, you know, difficult people, are you going to escalate or de-escalate the situation, you know, and stuff like that. So that's what the interview committee is. And to me, that's basically what it is. Remember, as a person, a corporation or a company or whatever, even if it's a public, like a county or city or school district, or even if it's a private corporation, they all want to make sure that you can follow the rules. They all want to make sure that, hey, man, we are hands-off place. So you can't go and fucking rough up the homeless guy when you're on your security patrol. You can't do that. because we're not going to protect you, then we can be held liable if you hurt them. You know what I mean? So we don't support that. You need to understand that. But then see, the problem with a lot of that stuff is then you're going to put your worker in a tough spot. I mean, they're always going to say you can defend yourself. You have the right to defend yourself. But we're not. We're basically saying you can't go up in there with your flashlight and beat the crap out of a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Or you can't go up in there and grab a guy and just throw him to the street. You can't do that. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think it's like the bouncer club type shit where you can grab a motherfucker and escort them out, you know. It's not like that. We're not grabbing. That's why I'm bringing up security right now is because that's why you see a lot of people on the TV, you know, like you see on the news, these like groups of motherfuckers growing into like department stores or grocery stores and stealing all sorts of shit, right? Just grabbing a bag full of shit and walking out the door. The fact is, and there is a security guard recording because the security is told that you're not supposed to go hands-on. You can only defend yourself. Now, if they're stealing stuff, you can observe and report. Observe and report. Then I saw another video where the security guards are trying to go hands-on. They have this individual. Then another security guard is trying to intervene by grabbing, and that security guard fucking trips and hits the ground. And then the motherfucker runs away. You know what I mean? But that, and then everybody's going, oh my God, you know, and of course nobody's going to help because that's not their job, or they feel like, oh, I don't need to help, but why should I help, you know? So, that happens. And then that's the thing. Like, what do you guys want? There's people who go, oh my God, why did they do that? That's what happens when a motherfucking security guard goes hands on. That can happen. It causes a major mess. They're knocking over shit. They're knocking over chips. They're knocking over things. Well, and then the other scenario, you see them standing there, you know, videotaping, and you're getting mad, and that security guard's not doing anything. Ugh. But then when the security guard is trying to do something, grabbing the motherfucker, and that motherfucker's struggling and knocking everything over, oh, they're making a mess. Oh, my God. It's like, bro, man, what the fuck do you want? And then sometimes it's not even worth it. You know what I mean? All that shit is paid for already. The corporation that's losing money, of course, is the store. Because they paid Adidas all that. They paid Adidas for that merchandise already. You know what I mean? The store is the middleman now. That's why, like, people don't even understand that. Or you know, and it sucks that when that happens. But, you know, these motherfuckers are going to take advantage of any little system. And then that's the way it goes. You know, we can go back into history and say, like, hey, you know, and a bigger picture, you know, we can say the pilgrims and the white man or America in general took advantage of things, right? That's what these people are doing when they're doing that running up in there stealing everything. And because remember back in the day, a lot of people would be getting shot or being killed or getting stabbed over fucking merchandise, literally. I'm not saying, oh, let them walk out with a big TV. Nah, you're just trying to grab the merch. So that's why these motherfuckers sometimes go up in there and grab what they can fit in their hands and run away. Or what they can fit in a shopping cart and run away. Or what they can fit in a, you know, whatever and can throw in their car and run away. You know, so that's what it's about. Sometimes. And it is sad sometimes when, you know, all the stealing and all that shit happens. But again, somebody's already made their money off of that. You know, sadly. I'm not condoning it. No, I'm not saying, everybody goes, go steal. Who gives a fuck? And, no, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying motherfuckers gonna still do what they want to do, and then there's rules and regulations on shit like that, you know, and that's the sad part. And then it's, oh no, it's because the cops can't do anything no more. No, the cops can do anything, but they can do. But if a motherfucker steals a loaf of bread, yeah, I steal a loaf of bread, right? Now the cop caught me, you know, motherfucker, I got a loaf of bread in my pants, or I got a loaf of bread on walking out. Boom, cops right there, get on the fucking ground, give me the fucking bread. And then they get beat down or they get exited because the cops get crazy. And I get it. Got adrenaline pumping through you motherfuckers. So, again, you're going to get yoga. Them motherfuckers going to get it. But then what happens is these bum motherfuckers are held responsible. You say, hey, motherfucker, you be tackling these motherfuckers too hard. And I get it because the police are like the last thing, you know, other than calling fucking police. And I mean, calling the fucking National Guard or Army guys to fucking apprehend a motherfucker, right? You call the police so they can help you apprehend a suspect, you know. But you know, that's why it's kind of like it's crazy, but that's why sometimes you see a security guard and he's just recording, because that's what his job is, to observe and report. You know what I mean? To intervene, I mean, I don't know, it depends on everybody's policy. Because then if a security guard, remember like that Best Buy girl, the Best Buy girl who fucking that Best Buy girl who lost prevention girl, or the girl who worked at Best Buy and she was fucking this manhandling those motherfuckers trying to steal. Remember? She was pushing them back, and I guess then that fucking woman slapper Dana White, you know, man, he slapped his wife, dog. Yeah, he died. You know what I mean? That's a funny thing. That motherfucker be slapped his wife, or slapped whatever female at that club allegedly then, because I don't know. I mean, he saw the video. And that motherfucker is still, I don't give a fuck. Because again, wild connected white man. You know what I mean? But whatever, man. He, you know, he does his business. He did what he does. So whatever. And I'm sure he's helped people out of any color. So I ain't saying that he's just some, you know, person who's privileged or nothing like that. I'm saying that. But, you know, we all have, it's just whatever that you see about it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, and, you know what I mean? And then they fire because it's too rough, man. They don't want you to be too rough like that, man. You can get some trouble. So as I say, just observe any details you can. So when we call the police can go find them, quote unquote, and then bring them to justice, you know, bring them to justice. So that's why, you know, there's all sorts of things out there that sometimes don't look like it makes sense, like, you know, but we don't know what they've been told. We don't know what their training book says, you know. And then it's all, and then at the end of the day, it's about de-escalating things, man. Yeah, if you can, do your best to de-escalate. Even if they call you a bitch, oh yeah, you're a bitch, motherfucker. That's right, you little bitch, you ain't gonna do shit. Who gives a fuck, dog? Because that's when you gotta remember you're on the clock. You're getting paid to be here. Now, if you're in your personal business and the motherfucker comes up to you acting crazy, that's up to you. As an individual, I get it. As an individual who has pride or you ain't trying to let nobody intimidate you. All I just say is, man, just pick the battles, man. Because sometimes these motherfuckers are always going to be like that. But I get it. If this is something that occurs every day, then it has to take a stance. You know what I mean? But all I say is, you know, what was the fuck movie going into? Talking about sports, talking about regulations. Anyway, man, see, I went off on a tangent, man. I went up on a tangent. But let's go back to the point. The point I'm trying to make is, let's go back to sports. All right, we're going to go back to sports, and I get it. A lot of people don't want to hear about sports. Some people, sports is not their thing. But we're going to get into it. As you know, the National College Football, the NCAA, National College Athletic Association, basically, you know, College Football Playoff National Championship game went down on Monday. And as you know, the results were the Michigan Wolverines have a perfect undefeated season going, 15-0 in our year 2024 College Football Playoff National Championship team. If you know what I mean, they did what they had to do. I wanted, I wanted the Pac-12 to win. I wanted Washington to get that victory to take out let the Pac-12 go out on top, you know what I mean, as a conference. That didn't happen. The game was cool. I listened to the game again. I didn't have cable. And that, to my disappointment, of course, these dumb motherfuckers put the championship game on ESPN. Stop putting championship fucking games on cable television, guys. And this is the shit that pisses me off. And I get it. I get it. I get why you do it, because ESPN, again, is owned by Disney, whoever. They pay the big bucks to the NCAA to have the televised rights to it. So now they're going to put it on their cable channel, because that's where they get most of the advertising. That's what it's about, advertising money, right? You know what I mean? How TV and all that shit works. Advertising money. But that shit pisses me off. Because now, again, you are letting people who do not have cable, and I get it, it's 2024, motherfucker. Most people are spending money on cable or some type of streaming service, or they're bootlegging the streaming service. So you can't tell me that they don't got cable. But honestly, not everybody's like that. There's still motherfuckers who don't got cable. There's motherfuckers that'll pay for Wi-Fi, of course, but they don't got no fucking cable television. And it pisses me off because, I mean, I don't have cable. So I couldn't watch the game. I was listening to it because there's a lot of apps you can listen to it on for free. I think ESPN has it again on for free, the radio call, which I thank goodness that they don't fucking charge for shit like that, like the fucking MLB Network does. If you're out of market, you can't listen to no fucking games unless you buy the MLB Network fucking radio pass shit. You know what I mean? Again, unless you live in that market or, you know, whatever. And same with the NFL does it for free, I think. And I'm sure NHL, you know, they have the app and it's fucking free. You can listen to any game wherever you fucking are. Listen to the fucking game. And that's why the NHL app is still cool. And that's why the National Hockey League, I get it. They're not as popular here in the United States of America. Of course, they're popular in Canada and all that. But please don't ever take that away. The NBA used to have NBAAllAccess.com. You can listen to every game for free. They took that shit away. They took away that free shit, of course. And now they want you to pay. And I get it because, you know, it's popular, a little bit more popular. So, hey, man, people will pay. And that shit, and then whatever, man. But to me, at the end of the day, how the fuck are you going to grow your sport if you're putting your shit on cable? How are you going to display to the world or people who don't have cable the fucking two best teams of college football? Huh? When you didn't put it on regular television. I think the championship game was on. If it was, I tried. I checked. And I didn't see it. It didn't pop up. So I think it was on ESPN. Again, sport, you know, a cable fucking channel. So I always had the issue with that. And I get mad and I get it. Like these other leagues, like, you know, like the USFL and the XFL, they had their fucking championship game on regular TV because they had the contracts with the regular TV providers. You know what I mean? Or on-air TV, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know? And then, you know, like the Indoor Football League, they put all their games are on YouTube. Like broadcasts are streamed on YouTube. You know what I mean? And that's fucking cool. You can go back to watch them or you can watch them live, all that good stuff, which is badass. They finally had an Indoor Football League game. They had the Indoor Football League Championship was on CBS Sports Network. So they clicked up with CBS Sports. I mean, CBS Sports paid them, I guess. And so they're like, yeah, everybody. But guess what? Now the people who don't have cable can't watch that game. And it brings a little disservice. But I get it. Now they're on a TV channel. So now they're saying, all right, you know, CBS Sports, you have the rights exclusive to the game. We won't stream it until after the game's over. Then we'll put it on our YouTube channel. Deal. Here's some money. Boom. And now they do that because now they think they can build a popularity with it. You know what I mean? And so it's good and bad, man. It's good and bad. But I always believe, man, you put your shit on regular TV over there, you're gonna grow the sport. You're gonna get more people to tune in, or you're gonna get the kid, a random motherfucker. I get it. There's so much shit now that takes up people's time that television is not like the it thing anymore. And I get that, but believe me, motherfuckers, you're gonna find people that'll be channel surfing, somebody who's not really into football, somebody, you know, all whatever. You'll grow. Someone will become a fan watching that shit. You know what I mean? Especially if it's a good game. Especially if they know what's on the line. It's the championship, whatever. You know? But a lot of places, they do that exclusivity. And I get it. But it frustrates me, man. That's why I get mad and I kind of get passionate about it. Because if you ain't got cable, how are you going to watch? You know? Oh, I can go to a bar. I can go to my friend's house. All that stuff. And then I guess there is other entities. There's other things where you can find bootleg streams. You can find things that, you know, you can get that streaming codes and all that, whatever the fuck, man. It's not complicated, but for somebody who's not into shit like that, it can be complicated, you know? And see, that's the problem. That's the thing. Like, people would watch it, believe me. You put it on a Monday night, people are home, school, most of the schools are back to school. Other schools are not, so people are still off. They're going to watch it. But no, they decided to put it just legally on ESPN. Whatever, man. Whatever. But that's why I get worked up. But I got that pick wrong, you know. Like, I do make picks on my YouTube channel. I love doing playoff picks, playoff baseball, playoff football, playoff soccer. Sometimes if I get a chance, WNBA. I used to do WNBA playoff picks. I used to. I'm not saying for betting. If you want to bet, that's fine. But this is just my thoughts, my opinion on who I think is gonna win. You know what I mean? So I did drop my NFL playoff Super Wild Card weekend starts. This Saturday, 2 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday, and then 1 game on Monday night for the National Football League. And then going back to the NCAA National Championship game between the two Michigan Wolverines and the Washington Huskies. Listening to that game, I listened to most of it, even when I got home from work, jumped in the shower. When I was eating dinner, I didn't listen that much, but The Washington Huskies, man. It was, you can tell the quarterback for the Huskies, Penix, Michael Penix, I think his name was. He was off, man. He was, you know, missing throws. I know probably people, if people like sports, they probably heard their fucking sports radio people say the same thing I'm going to say. Missing throws. I guess he was hurried up a lot by the Michigan defense and all that. And then some, then the costly penalties. I'm not saying the penalties costing the game, but I remember that offensive lineman was holding. I think it was a right tackle or a right guard or whatever, man. On Washington, man, that motherfucker got caught for holding after they got that 32-yard pass. They got shit caught, called back. And then I think it was a false start on that motherfucker, too, a couple times. Washington could have won the game, man. I think what killed them is that first interception that Michael Penix threw, and then the Wolverines scored 3 points off it. They didn't score a touchdown, I don't think, but they scored 3 points off of that. And I think you take those 3 points away, even though it was 34-13 at the end of the game, 7 minutes into the fourth quarter, that's when I stopped listening. And that's when I think Michigan scored their other touchdown, the first touchdown. It was still 20-13. Michigan just scored a touchdown. And I think that's when I made it to work or something like that, where I just kind of listened because I had to take care of work stuff, you know? And I kind of right then knew, and I kind of felt right then, I was like, fuck, man, I don't think Washington's going to, you know, gonna win, you know? And I know Michigan intercepted Washington's football or some shit like that. Yeah. Dude, that's what happened. Michigan scored the touchdown, and then on the next Washington's drive, I think Michigan got the interception, and that's when I turned it off. But that's what happens, man. You know, the Pac-12 does not exist no more as a conference, and call it the NCAA Division I or whatever. NCAA at Division I sports. They dissolved. Supposedly some people said the conference wasn't run very well. In football, is because football is a very revenue-driven sport, so football helps pay for other, you know, sports for the schools or whatever. My opinion was, and I still stick to it, USC and UCLA, the first ones to leave the Pac-12. They said they were going to go to the Big Ten, which is basically a Midwest fucking conference. Basically, you know, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Washington, I mean, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, I think is in that motherfucker too. So like all that Midwest shit, you know? And then he's like, how the fuck are these two West Coast teams going to go play in the Midwest now? Or have to travel to the Midwest occasionally, you know? It's fucking stupid. But they did it, I guess, because of Pac-12. What I think happened, in my opinion, was the Pac-12 is a great conference. The Pac-12, what would happen is they would beat the shit out of each other and thus wouldn't go undefeated, and there would be very little the Pac-12 can do. USC, a juggernaut in the football game, you know, had Pete Carroll, did all that thing, the BCS titles, and then all that. Then after they got in trouble, whatever, Pete Carroll left to Seattle for over like 14 years ago now, and, you know, USC was put on probation and all that. So they couldn't compete in bowl games, all that bullshit, because Reggie Bush was supposedly taking money, taking stuff on us. He was getting provided stuff on the side from boosters or some shit. So they decided to punish the school. It's fucking dumb. The NCAA is stupid for these stupid rules they have like that. And I guess they wanted to take Reggie, but they took Reggie Bush's Heisman away as well. I was like, man, shut the fuck up. The USC Trojans won that national title. They won. You can't take that shit away. You know what I mean? Or vacate it. Get the fuck out of here. You know, but so, and then, you know, the Pac-12, they did make it to they used to be the Pac-10 because it had 10 schools, and then they allowed Colorado and Utah to come join. And then it used to be, and then what happened, what Oregon made it to that when the college football playoff came into effect over 7 years ago or whatever. Oregon was, I think, one of the first teams to make it from the Pac-12. They got their ass beat by Ohio State, and that was it. That was the last time I think a Pac-12 team made it. Or I could be wrong. And that was the problem with the Pac-12, was they kept beating the shit out of each other. You know, USC would lose to Oregon. You know, Washington or Oregon would lose to fucking Stanford. Stanford was almost a juggernaut one time, too. You know, after Jim Harbaugh left Stanford and all that. You know, UCLA was trying. UCLA would beat USC. USC would be undefeated. And then when they play against UC, no, that wasn't true. They wouldn't be undefeated. But yeah, UCLA would beat fucking USC when Brett Hundley was still there, you know? So they would always beat up on each other. And since they played on the West Coast, some people wouldn't pay attention from the East Coast, or where the fucking writers and judge, you know, all the, I guess, headquarters. I don't fucking know how that works. So basically, they weren't being looked at as much, you know? And I guess USC, UCLA felt like, fuck that. We got to get these motherfuckers' attention. Let's go to the Big Ten. Let's go to the Big Ten, the Midwest. So the motherfuckers on the East Coast see us. The Midwest motherfuckers can't handle this. You know what I mean? And you know, West Coast is the West Coast. Now it's all there is the Mountain West out here for football. You know what I mean? There's other conferences that have basketball and baseball. Like there's the Big West. There's a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Like UC or Irvine. UC, Cal State Fullerton. You know, they're known for their baseball program, you know, winning national titles and shit like that, you know, UC Irvine, basketball, Cal State Fullerton Titans too, they got a basketball team as well, so there's different schools out there, but they're just in a different conference that doesn't have football, because you got, Cal State Fullerton used to have a football team, and that dissolved in the 90s, I think, yeah, I remember, I think it was 94, 95, 93, I'm not sure, but they used to have a football team, but they got rid of it. Because they didn't want to run it. You know, it costs money. And if it doesn't generate, it doesn't make money, it's just costing money. So whatever. So that's what happened. And so, guess what? USC, UCLA, John had jumped ship. I still say it was a big mistake. Man, fuck those guys. You don't go to their table saying, hey, man, we want some crumbs. Fuck that. You fucking stay and you dominate your conference. You're still considered a Power 5 conference. The Pac-12 was still considered Power 5. You know what I mean? But they just weren't getting that. And I don't know. That's just my opinion about why the USC, UCLA left. And they just say, hey, you know what? Because they have to bring somebody. So USC, maybe USC say, you know, fuck this. I don't want to. We don't want to stay in the Pac-12. We're not getting our respect. You know what I mean? Or Oregon. Or Oregon was always beating us. Or Oregon's always popular over here because they got the fucking fly-ass uniforms. And they got the, you know, good-ass offense coordinator. You know what I mean? All that shit. So they wanted to leave. And they probably told, hey, UCLA, come with us. You're our rival. You're, you know, Pasadena and fucking, you know, the Coliseum. We play against each other. You're the rival of the game. Fucking come with us to the Pac Big Ten. We the ones that are most popular over here in the Pac-12 anyway. You know, so Southern California, whatever. So that's what I think would happen, man. And it slowly dissolved. And the Washington Huskies are going to the Big Ten, too, with, I forget who, with Oregon, I think. Right? Yeah, I think they're going, too. And then I think Cal and Stanford are going to the AC. Where I forget where fucking Cal is going to right now. And I'm a Cal Golden Bears guy. I like California. Cal Berkeley. You know, Aaron Rodgers went there. Jared Goff was the quarterback there. Marshawn Lynch was there. You know, it's a Bay Area school, whatever. But it's not really that good, man. Their program. Was good when Jared Goff was there. They were winning games, high scoring offense and shit, but it's all good. And so I think what stayed was Washington State and Oregon State are the only teams that they clicked up together and said, we're the West Coast Conference now, or they're probably gonna join, they're probably gonna either be independents or be in the Mountain West or some shit like that. So we'll see what happens there, man. It's just crazy how the Pac-12 ended. It's done. And now we just have the Mountain West for football over here on the West Coast. There's Division II teams, I think. And then there's the NAIA schools and all that. And there's Division III teams, of course. But, you know, they don't get as much play and all that. So, but, yeah, I got the national title pick wrong. And that's how it ends. And you know what? This is the end of this segment, man. This is the episode. 2024, a mix of 2023 baseball moves and my opinions on that. And then my opinions about the whole John Harbaugh. No, my opinion on Jim Harbaugh. Remember, Jim Harbaugh is the coach of the fucking Wolverines, right? And you already know what happened if you don't know. If you don't know already, or if you don't follow sports, or you don't like sports like that, Jim Harbaugh was first suspended for 3 games for the 2023-2024 season. 2003 season, because they only did anything else in the next year's is playoffs. So 2023 season, he was suspended for 3 games because supposedly he violated the he bought some fucking kids some cheeseburgers or some shit, and he can't be doing that because like bribery, it's like paying a kid to come play or whatever. Some recruits, so he has gotten in trouble for that. Or and then he violated the no contact policy. They had an effect or whatever. So basically, as a coach, you're not allowed to contact or talk to recruits or people during this time period or some shit. So he got in trouble for that. Whatever, you know. And then he's got in trouble because I guess a person that worked on the staff was supposedly stealing signs from other schools and using them against the schools. You know what I mean? So everybody's like, oh, that's cheating. They made a big old deal about that. And now, you know, he got suspended again from the Big Ten suspended him. The conference that the Michigan Wolverines play in suspended him for 3 games. They all won those games and all that. So that's why they say there should be an asterisk because they probably were cheated. They probably stole signs and were using them. And it's like, that shit cracks me up, man. Anybody who steals signs, if the signs are there to get stolen, that's your fault. Unless, like, these signs are in some vault and somebody actually breaks in or hacks in and steals your shit, that's different. But when your signs are out there and somebody just figures it out because they're watching you guys on a sideline like 24/7, there's a motherfucker paid instead of watching the game, he's watching you. It sucks that that happens and the motherfucker gets caught cheating and it's true and they can prove that they were using stolen signs. Then, hey, you know, if you want to put the asterisk, go ahead. But at the end of the day, they still won the motherfucking title. So that's the way I look at it. And I'm not saying cheating is right because it does suck. But at the end of the day, though, if you get away with cheating, you know you cheated or not. So, you know, you can worship and you can be, yeah, I won the title on the team. We didn't do nothing. At the end of the day, if you did know you cheated, you know, you'll always have a little question in your mind. If I didn't cheat, would have won. You know what I mean? Or if we didn't cheat, what would have happened? So, you know, he won. They won. He fulfilled his destiny there. When he go to another school. Or he's going to stay in Michigan. I know he has he's hired a fucking agent to go to NFL. There's 8 NFL openings now. So we'll see what happens, man. But I know he hasn't signed that extension Michigan gave him. Unless he just wants more money so he can secure a future for his fucking grandchildren or children or whatever the fuck he has. Jim Harbaugh did what he did. If you want to call him a cheater, fine. Prove it. That's what they can say. Or, you know, but hey, it is what it is, man. They won the title. Period. Washington had plenty of opportunities to beat them or to at least tie the score. It wasn't happening. So that's it, man. As always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie Arena Vincent. Vincent 365 Production. Novello. You know what to do. Give me that like. As for a podcast, rate and review the podcast. Please, that's what helps podcasts. Rate and review. If you want to share the podcast, everybody share. Listen on whatever you can find. I do appreciate you taking the time. And remember, check out my YouTube channel. It is Arena Vincent on YouTube. So it's Arena Vincent, all one word, all capital letters. Check me out on there. And, you know, thank you for listening. And that's just my take. Don't worry, more takes will be coming, man. I know Bill Belichick just got released, got let go from the Patriots. I'm probably going to start a new podcast, and that will be a first segment on that episode. But thank you, man. 2024, very first episode. Let's go. I appreciate y'all listening.